This is a hot topic today because there is a lot of infringement on the power that God has given to the families, to the parents of children in raising their children and really putting them. God, see, God has created different realms of authority. There's the authority within the local church, right? God has given authority for churches to deal with situations, for churches to handle things. He's also given authority at home in the family for the husband to be the head of the household, to be in charge of running everything within your family. And then there's also the institution of a human form of government, which is another authority that God has established for there to be, as I just mentioned, the carrying out of sentencing and finding, you know, punishing the evildoers, right? Now, at the head of all of these realms of authority, there's God. And there's God's authority, and he's the one who determines what's right and wrong. And obviously, ultimately, only God's authority, you know, nothing can supersede or circumvent God's authority. So the problem that we have, though, oftentimes is that people try to get outside of their own realm of authority. And with government, it's a big problem. Because God has given government the authority to punish evildoers. Not to dictate every last little detail of your life and tell you how you can live and what you can do, what you can't do, just in general, on just making choices. It's supposed to just prevent evil coming upon other people because of your actions, right? And it's supposed to just be able to punish people from doing that. It doesn't even, the law doesn't even, isn't designed to prevent you necessarily, you know, per se from doing things that can harm someone else. It's just, if you do things that are going to harm someone else, then you're going to get punished for it. And that is, therein lies the prevention. But it's not like, you know, the government's job is to just do like pre-crime and just prevent you. Well, I think you're going to do something bad, so we're just going to lock you up right now anyways, right? That's not their role. That would be going way outside of the realm and the scope of that God has given of the authority to government to be able to make judgments. So when it comes to children, this is a very personal for everybody that has children. It's a very important topic because we have a government that seems to think that, you know, everybody belongs to the state and that everyone is just kind of property of the government, when that's not true at all.
Right.
And God has created us. We belong to God and we answer to God. Okay. Government serves a purpose. I'm not anti-government. I'm not one of those, like Romans 1 talks about, those that hate government, those that despise government, right? I don't despise government, but I despise wickedness and I despise wicked governments. But the governments that God sets up, I like justice. I like judgment. I like when someone has something wrong done to them, when justice prevails, when people are punished for crimes. I like that. And I want to live in a society where we can have that and where things are done rightfully. So that if someone steals or murders or robs or rapes, they pay for it. And they pay justly. I don't want there just to be no government. I also don't want there just to be a free-for-all of just people just deciding for themselves what they want to do and how they want to carry out judgment. No, it needs to be established and there needs to be a rule of law. So these things are all very important. As Bible believers, as Christians, though, if we're going to determine what's right, what's wrong, what is just, what is the scope that government should have, what is the level to which, you know, we should give people, grant authority and intrude into our lives or whatever, all of these things need to be determined from the Bible, from God's word, because God has already given us the details on that. We're not left questioning. We don't need to come up with extra philosophies and axioms and other principles of things that's out of man's heart, coming up with their own virtue and their own, well, I think that this is right. And we'll go back to Socrates and we'll go back to Plato and we'll go back to these great philosophers and thinkers because they've established all these great principles. You know what? All I care about is what God says about these things. Now, they may have some good ideas or whatever. If they line up with Scripture, great. But if they don't, I don't care about it. Because their ideas aren't better than God's ideas. Even, you know, the founders of our country, whatever ideas they came up with, if they contradict the Holy Bible, they're inferior. Right. Bottom line.